Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen along with the insane Daryl Wayne. And as I've said before, don't ask, it's true. We're going to go to, L.A., really. Lakendra Tooks is
Yeah.
And I've known Lakendra for at least 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
At least. We've actually worked together co-hosting a red carpet event a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited to talk to her today. We're going to talk about...
You looked adorable in your tuxedo, Mark.
I'm sorry, say that again?
You looked adorable in your tuxedo at that red carpet
event.
Yes,
I was wearing a tuxedo. I think you could see me in the tuxedo someplace online. Anyway, we're going to talk about the Bubble Planet Experience. That's just opened in Los Angeles.
Yes.
This is for relaxation?
Okay. I would say yes. You could relax if you want to, but it depends on what do you think of as relaxing. For me, when I'm relaxing, I like to have fun. So I thought I got to experience this experience, the Bubble Planet experience. I got to be there last week, and it's an immersive and interactive experience. So actually, I take that back. I don't know that it would be very relaxing. It's mostly just a lot of fun. And I know for me, when I was running from room to room, I felt like a kid again. And I do think, especially this time of year, there's a lot of hustle and bustle. We've all got our list, making lists, checking it twice. And I think sometimes you just need to forget about the list, forget about gifts, and go and have some fun. I think that's what this time of year should be about.
Is it for kids? Is it for adults? Is it for families?
Yes, yes, and yes. I would say... the whole family can go and have a good time. That's what I really love about Bubble Planet. For me, myself, as a childless grown up, I was able to go and honestly have a really good time. And for the kids, there's so many different little stations. There's at least 10 different rooms. There's the largest bubble bath in the world. And it's really, now it's...
Hold on a second. I'm not going to take my clothes off. In a bubble bath?
Now see, Mark, your mind went straight to the gutter. You don't have to take your clothes off for this bubble bath experience, okay?
Ah.
It is, you remember the ball pit at Chuck E. Cheese? It is that, like the upgraded version of that. It is a giant ball pit, but it's like a bubble bath. When you get in there, trust me, Mark, you're going to report back to me after you take a dive into that bubble bath, that ball pit. And I mean, it's Calgon, take me away. But for grownups and kids, it's a lot of fun. I really think it's a lot of fun for the whole family. And is it for kids? Yes, but it's going to really, I think it'll make you connect with your inner child for sure.
I always connect to my inner child, but you're aware of that, right?
I already know that.
This is also celebrating Mental Wellness Month, which comes out in January.
Yes, actually, yes, January is, I want to make sure I get it right. Yes, Mental Health Wellness Month. Wait, hold on, let me make sure I'm getting it right. You know, there's a month for everything these days, but yes, January is.
There's a day for everything.
There really is. January is Mental Wellness Month, which I think, I don't know about you, but for me, at the start of every year, you know, it's like, okay, I want to clean up. I want to get organized. I've got all my resolutions. And it's like, you know what? I think probably one of the most important things that we need to focus on at the start of the year is our mental wellness, because you're not going to be able to achieve any of those resolutions or do anything on your to-do list if you don't have your mind right. And I think it is important to just sometimes forget about the mundane, everyday stuff that we have to do and go and have some fun. And I think Bubble Planet is just the place to do that.
And this is a physical thing as well as mental, is it not?
Absolutely. And it's very interactive. Like, you're going to want, like, it's the type of thing where you want to go, you want to touch everything, you want to see everything. I mentioned the bubble bath ball pit. There's also a balloon ocean full of balloons. I mean, when you think about, like, think back to when you were a kid, that's actually how Mario Ocampo, this is his brainchild. This is his baby. He actually started Exhibition Hub years ago. And they've done all kinds of interactive, immersive experiences. They've done a Van Gogh exhibit, a Titanic exhibit. And for this one, Mario, may he rest in peace, he really was thinking, you know, he asked everyone in the room, what's one of your favorite memories from childhood? And a lot of people have just memories of taking a bath, taking a bubble bath, going outside, blowing bubbles, like the simple things that we used to do as kids. Like, have you ever seen a kid just blowing bubbles, having the time of their lives? And that's really where the idea for Bubble Planet came from.
And Bubble Planet is actually all over the planet. I noticed that there's a Bubble Planet throughout Europe, in one of my favorite cities, Barcelona.
Yep.
Great food there. And then you can have go into Bubble Planet as well.
Absolutely. I think they call it Bubble Planet, but still, it's beautiful. And they do, actually, there's some cities in the world, I know in London and some cities in Europe, where they've made the Bubble Planet exhibition a permanent fixture, because that's how popular it is. You know, people want to keep going back just because, as I said, there are so many different things that you can experience while you're there. So it's kind of the never the same experience twice.
I know that the word immersive escape, I'm thinking that what that would mean is that it would, It takes you away from what you're doing, so that you can literally lay down on bubbles.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's not only is it great for an escape for your mental wellness, but also I know for me, I'm a writer, and sometimes I will get a creative block. And I think for anybody that might need some inspiration, no matter what industry you're in, I think going to an experience like this, it really does spark something within you. And, you know, I think if you're feeling a little bit stagnant, it's a great way to just go and just and reignite the creativity within.
You said there are 10 rooms.
Yes.
So what are some of the other rooms that you can go into other than the bubble bath?
Okay, let me tell you. Actually, now at first, my favorite was the bubble bath, but then when I went into the underwater room, that's my new favorite. You really feel like you're like underwater in an ocean, and you step on the floor. I mean, the whole room is interactive. It's LED screens all over, even on the floor, and you can step on the marine life. For instance, there's a stingray. You step on the stingray, he scurries away. You step on the turtle, he scurries away. It's like you've never seen a turtle swim that fast before. And again, I think it's so much fun for adults and kids alike. I mean, listen, I'm not going to tell you how old I am. However, I was running around. You know, top secret. But I will say this. I was running around that underwater LED room. I was running around there like a four-year-old. Myself and honestly, any other adults that were there, we were running around there like a four-year-old. And I know that we said it's for kids and adults, and it is Bubble Planet, but adults, maybe if you wanted to sip yourself a little bubbly before you go in, let me tell you, I mean, there's just really no end to the bubbles, if you know what I mean.
Got it. What about, would this be, not being single, this be a great date night?
Well, Mark, I am single. And I got to tell you, I think it would be such a fun date night. Because I'm single, and I'm going on dates. And I got to tell you, majority of my dates are snooze fest. We're sitting there. Hi, how are you? Where are you from? I would have so much more fun running around and having fun with a day instead of having to just sit there and be like, so where do you
tell
see
us about
going?
Your tell us about your ex-boyfriend or girlfriend.
Yeah, I don't know. That's so much more fun. And I only want to, going forward, I only want to have my dates in the bubble ball pit. That's where I was. So men, any single men listening right now, if you want to go on a date with me, you got to take me to the bubble planet. Really, like, I'm accepting nothing less anymore. I'm serious. I think it's such a great date night spot. And it's downtown. For those of us that live here in LA in Southern California, it's downtown. It's a really great area. So yeah, I think, heck yeah. Excellent date spot. Thank me later. Men, women, you take somebody on a date to the bubble planet, just thank me later. You're liable
to get married, huh?
I would say get married. And you know what? If more than a marriage takes place, I am available to be an auntie to whatever babies arise from the bubble planet. I'm obligated now to be the auntie to all the bubble babies.
Yeah, the bubble babies would happen after.
Let's make sure. I don't know what your listeners are like, Mark, but I do know you. So let's put that disclaimer in there. The baby bubble making happens after you leave the experience. Okay, guys.
Just making sure. Just making sure. What's the website? We'll knock that out right now.
bubble-planet.com/Los Angeles.
Gotcha. That's easy. That's very easy. All right, we're going to take some time out, do some business, turn it over to the insane Daryl Wayne. And when we come back, we will continue our conversation with our friend Lakendra Tooks. And don't go away. More coming up. And, oh, I forgot. Join us at LateNightHealth.com.
Late Night Health is proud of our partnership with the EBC. The Evolutionary Business Council. Check them out at ebcouncil.com.
You're listening to Late Night Health with Mark Allen. The show continues in a moment.
Recently, I met Jacqueline from Bright here in Los Angeles. She gave me a hearing exam and then showed me how to hear again with the new Signia Pure Series hearing aids, and she can give you your life back too. I hear birds chirping, birds cooing, and even my wife. They easily connect to my smartphone. The Signia hearing aids are amazing, and with the charge and go, I don't have to fiddle with batteries and hear all day long. Not hearing is frustrating for you and your family. I know you don't have a problem, but trust me, call Bright here now for a free hearing exam, a $125 value, yours free, just for making an appointment now. There are offices throughout the Los Angeles area. Call Bright here now at 323-424-7100. That's 323-424-7100 for a free hearing exam. There's no obligation. Call now, 323-424-7100, or visit them on the web at brighthere.com.
If you're listening to Late Night Health right now, you're part of the growing target of baby boomers we're serving. Hi, I'm Daryl Wayne, producer of Late Night Health, inviting you to join the Late Night Health family. If you have any business targeting the growing boomer market, Late Night Health is the ideal advertising vehicle for you. From vitamins to insurance, alternative health to Western-style medicine, Late Night Health caters to the growing population of those over 40 years old. This vibrant demographic has expendable income to fight aging, purchase travel, take care of aging parents, or just have fun. Find out about the advertising opportunities with Late Night Health. Call us at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308, or email us at info@latenighthealth.com. That's info@latenighthealth.com. Join Late Night Health as we empower people to take charge of their own health care. Call now at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308.
Sometimes it's not what you say, it's how you say it. Words are a critical aspect of success. How you get your point across is a crucial part of what makes anything sell. So do it right and hire a writer. Whether it's articles, blog posts, technical writings, website content, product descriptions, or ghostwriting anything from a novel to a nonfiction book about your navel, contact Servette Hassan. If you want it to sell, write it right. Email Servette at servette@servettehassan.com.
It's time to tackle a tough topic. one that affects us all. We're talking about sexism in the workplace. The award-winning Identifying the Elephant in the Room series is back and ready to tackle some complicated communications issues again. This spring, we're focusing on critical communication strategies in the face of sexism. Join us as we hear from professionals in the natural products industry who have valuable career lessons to share and real-world experience to discuss from all sides of the elephant. It's time to have an honest and open conversation about the impact of sexism in the workplace and how we can make it better for everyone. Identifying the Elephant in the Room series starts March 16th. Register today at inicibox.vfairs.com. That's inicibox.vfairs.com. And join the conversation to be part of the solution.
Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen, along with the insane Daryl Wayne, our guest, our buddy. Are we buddies? Lakendra Tookes. Mm-hmm. Lakendra and I have known each other for at least 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
She's always been a pleasure to work with. Lakendra, before we talk more about Bubble Planet, let's talk about you. You're the celebrity host for Bubble Planet Experience Los Angeles. You're on Sirius XM. You've done entertainment reporting, and and she's got a smile a mile wide. What are you doing right now? What's going on in your young life?
Well, as you mentioned, I have been doing a lot of work with SiriusXM, specifically Radio Andy, as in Andy Cohen. So I do a lot of Bravo and reality TV content. I always say that Bravo and Housewives and reality TV, that's my sports. So for me, I could talk about the Housewives all day long. I love talking about the Housewives, and I've been guesting a lot on a guy named Jeff Lewis. He's got, actually his show at Bravo just got picked up, the reboot. It's called Still Flipping Out, and he's got a morning show on Radio Andy, and I'm one of his co-hosts, guest co-hosts.
Guest co-hosts. That's cool.
Yeah. It is cool. It's a lot of fun. His fan base, his fans are called chumps. Proudly called chumps. And we,
I'm not going to touch that because I know what chumps mean.
Well, you're right. You're not wrong. And we have a lot of fun. And then I kind of followed in your footsteps, Mark, because I've got my podcast now. It's called Tooks Takes. And again, I talk about my favorite thing to talk about, which is housewives, pop culture, reality TV, and me.
And what's new with you right now?
That's really it, because like I said earlier, I am single, so I am just working and or doing yoga. That is pretty much my life right now, and I love it.
Are you looking?
I'm not looking, but somebody better be looking for me. I'm not looking, but I am in a position to be looked for and found. I'll put it like that.
All right. Let's take some more discussion on Bubble Planet.
Yeah.
Would you call this a sensory experience? In other words, it's more than just, I guess they call them bouncies, at kids' parties.
Yes. The bouncy house in the backyard at a kid's party. Oh yeah. Like the bouncy house in the backyard at your kid's birthday party. Are you kidding me? It would deflate. The bouncy house would deflate in the face of Bubble Planet, because it's like the bouncy house, that's just one thing. But like I said, at the Bubble Planet, it's like you have 10 different rooms. Like let's say you have 10 different kids. If anybody out there has 10 kids, you can throw a kid in each room at Bubble Planet and they're going to have a good time. Just go get them 30 minutes later. They'll be exhausted and ready for a nap.
And it's an hour to an hour and a half experience?
Well, I would say I would even give myself like 2 hours, because the time flies by when you're in there, because there's just so much to do. There's also, I forgot to mention this earlier, there is a VR experience, which I tested it out last week. You sit in this little bubble chair that's kind of suspended
right.
in midair. Don't worry. It can. I was able to fit in the chair, so it can carry some weight. Don't worry, guys. And then you put on your little VR set. And now I may not look like it, but I'm an old school girl. I'm used to my Nintendo. I'm not used to the VR, the virtual reality stuff. You put this little thingy on. It is so cool. And then also there's the kaleidoscope room, which they've just actually, they got a new kaleidoscope room just for the LA exhibition. So very, very excited about that.
And any age can do the VR. I mean, a 4-year-old, a 30-year-old.
Absolutely. But I think as anything, I mean, I think a parent knows their kids. Like if you got a kid who scares easy, you know, I didn't think it was very scary. I mean, I definitely would. I have a little 4-year-old niece. I'd let her do the VR. I think she'd love it. I'd be sitting right there in that chair with her, letting her do her little VR.
I was
going to
say that. Yeah.
Yeah. I think actually like, yeah, the way the chairs are, it's like, it's a bubble. So you can sit in there. You can definitely put your kid on your lap. And you guys can do the VR experience together because it is really cool. But to be honest, the VR experience, that's where the grown-ups are going to tell the kids, why don't you go take a bath in the ball pit while I hang out over here and VR. And also, I got to say, the bubble chairs are pretty comfortable. I was nervous. I had to hop into it because, like I said, it's like hanging on a chain. And I had to hop in there. I'm a little short. So I had to hop in there. But and depending on how tall or short you are, you might need a little step stool. But it is really, really fun and really interesting. It's just like, it's like nothing you've ever seen before. And I think especially for the kids, you know, every kid we love, there's so many things that kids can do. But I just feel like this is truly kind of, it's one of a kind. Because I know I've never seen anything.
Have you ever seen anything like this before?
I have not. And you know me, Mark. I'm a military kid. I've lived all around the world. And I've never seen anything like this before. And it's, if I tell you, you know me. If I tell you something's pretty dang cool, it's pretty dang cool.
And you'll try just about anything.
Within reason.
Okay,
I'm just getting introduced to your audience. We don't want to get too deep today, but within reason.
You know, with the holidays and, you know, Christmas and Hanukkah, the new year, it's stressful for many people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I mean, you know, what do I give Uncle Billy? I don't want to give him a tie again. I don't want to give, you know, Dad another belt.
Yeah.
Is this a great escape?
Absolutely. It's a great escape and it's a great gift. Honestly, get Dad, Uncle, even Grandpa. I'm serious. Honestly, this would be a great gift. For anybody, if there's anybody that you're like struggling, like, oh, what should I get them? I think this is a great idea. Just because, like I said, it is so much fun and it is like nothing they've ever seen before. I gotta tell you, if you get someone tickets to Bubble Planet as a holiday present, I can guarantee you they're going to be super duper grateful. And then whatever they got you for Christmas, they're probably going to go get you something else. They'll probably be like, you know what? You actually deserve more now.
Now, it's just opened as we are recording this.
Yeah.
How long is it going for? Do you know?
Actually, it's going to be going all the way until September of 2026. So lots of opportunities to go more than once. Because I mean, there are going to be, you know, little things. Like I said before, I don't think it will ever be the same thing twice. You know, I think you'll be able to discover something new that you love about this experience every time you go. So,
are
yes,
they changing, do the exhibits, I'm going to call them exhibits, it kind of reminds me of an interactive museum. Do they change the exhibits or add to it?
They definitely do. Definitely, because like I said, it's going to be here all the way through September. And, you know, and then it's like they kind of tailor make the immersive exhibition for different cities, you know. So here in LA, you know, we have a lot of traffic. We got a lot going on here. So for here, I really think the name of the game is fun, escape. Forget about the stress, forget about the traffic and how you just had road rage in the car. Check that at the door when you walk into the bubble. Because I know a lot of us are in our bubble and our bubble is full of news and being worried about money, being worried about this and that. I think it's nice to kind of like burst that bubble and hop into a new bubble. It's just fun where you can be
I think that sounds terrific. And this is a legacy of innovation from Mario Iacampo.
Mario Iacampo, yes. He's actually the founder of Exhibition Hub, and really that was his life's work to bring forward immersive interactive experiences like this. Like just something that people have never seen before. You know, I mean there's so much stuff out there, but he really wanted to create something that people have never experienced before. And I'm honored to be a part of it right now because, you know, his legacy is really living on through an experience like this.
We are out of time, but I really appreciate your time, Iacampo. And by the way, I'd love to, I've got a great guest for your personal podcast.
Oh,
who knows nothing about housewives.
Okay, who is that?
Me. We're out of time.
But let me give you a Bubble Planet Experience on Instagram. And then if you want to follow me, I'm at Iacampo Tux.
Got it. Do that one more time.
Okay, at Bubble Planet Experience. And then I'm at Iacampo Tux.
Terrific. Listen, thank you very much, and thank you for tuning in to Late Night Health. Have a great week, everybody. Daryl, thank you for everything you do, and most importantly, have a healthy week. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye for now.